Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here. And Jason, this is my shocked face on the Friday afternoon before Labor Day. I cannot believe it. It's amazing to me. There are protests on the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative Office Supplies 3 contract. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right.
That's my facetious face.
If people could only see your shocked face, it'd look much different. There are six unsuccessful bidders filed protests with the Government Accountability Office, and basically they're saying, whoa, hold this up. We don't believe GSA did what they were supposed to do in terms of valuing proposals, looking at price, looking at all the pieces that come with such an award, and we think we were wronged. And they filed the protest in a timely manner, and basically that has put a stay on the Office Supplies 3 contracts. Now, this means that there's no Office Supplies strategic sourcing vehicles at all in government because GSA had to end Office Supplies 2 and let it expire, really, because of other protests. And in a sense, this has just been another in a long line of protests because people are not happy with the direction of the strategic sourcing initiative. And I think that's part of the reason for protests. And I think the other part of the reason is people are concerned about how the awards were evaluated and why didn't they win. And I think, you know, this is it's a bad thing all around for both the vendors and for GSA.
I want to get to that in a moment. But this is, as you report in your piece at federalnewsradio.com, the second time that OSC has hit a roadblock. OS3.
Absolutely. Now, the problem here is the fact is that there were some pre-awards protests as well. Some of the vendors protested the fact that there was a during the solicitation that they felt like GSA did not do their due diligence in looking at the economic impact of the office supplies procurement on small businesses. And in fact, they got a very positive ruling from the Small Business Administration. So basically, long and the short of it is, and we've talked about this before, Francis, is when you protest the GAO, GAO says to SBA, you look at this and tell us what you think. That's SBA's role. SBA looks at it. They reported back to GAO back in April, said, yes, we agree with the protesters that GSA did not do a good job with their economic analysis. But GAO, in the end, overruled SBA and the protesters and denied those protests. And that's why OS3 was able to move forward. But that caused a delay. And now here's a second delay that goes through late November, early December at the latest.
So the frustration at GSA must be high as they've tried to get this out the door. Now they're kind of caught between OSs because, as you said, 2 is closed, 3 is open now. What is the thrust of the protest this time around? Are the vendors protesting in the same way that they protested before? Because GAO already said, you lose that one.
This one is all about the awards and why these six people or these companies were not included in the awards. You know, whether it's a pricing issue or an evaluation factor issue, it's hard to say. GAO doesn't really give you a lot of details on why people protest. And the companies themselves, the ones I've contacted, they were kind of hesitant to really talk publicly about what's going on. But I know just from, you know, kind of talking to different people, there's a host of different issues. Each vendor is a little different. For instance, you know, one of the protesters is Staples, the big megastore. Mm-hmm. Well, they were one of the two large businesses that bid. The other one was Office Depot. And they're basically saying Office Depot's should not have been the only awardee. We should have been awarded. And we don't think that GSA did the right job in evaluating both proposals equally. Some of the other contracts are smaller, like Coast to Coast Computers or Supplies Now. They're smaller companies that have other worries. And then there's the National Industries for the Blind, what they call NIB, and it's part of the Ability One program. And their protest is totally separate. They're saying, we are a mandatory source. If you don't include us, then you're breaking the law because we are a mandatory source of supplies for certain things. One of them is office supplies. Mm-hmm. So again, they're all different based on where each of the vendors are coming from.
The spread of this is interesting and it's detailed at federalnewsradio.com. I guess what I think about is you go back to what you were talking about earlier about the fact that OS2 is out of business. So, I mean, I understand it doesn't mean I can't buy office supplies in the government. But what does it mean in the interim? How will it impact agencies that are trying to save some money by using one of these vehicles?
So GSA understands that protests are going to happen. They understand that agencies need office supplies. So in the interim, I think agencies will have to buy office supplies through the multiple award schedule 75. Now, here's the problem with that. GSA has basically suspended Schedule 75 to new offers since office supplies 2 came into place. I guess now we're pushing 4 years. So you have a group of vendors who potentially are still available, able to sell office supplies to the government, but there's no guarantee that every one of them are still in the market, still alive. In fact, I know of at least one company that did a great job on Schedule 75 and has since gone out of business because of this office supplies strategic sourcing initiative. Now, is that GSA's fault? No, of course not. But the fact is, that's one less vendor who had government experience that no longer is available to the government to buy from. Now, obviously, a lot of these companies, both on the OS3 that are now waiting for the protest to be fixed, and the ones that are protesting, those 6 that we list, are on Schedule 75 as well. So again, there's plenty of opportunity for agencies to buy office supplies.
So you quote in your story on federalnewsradio.com, Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller, a GSA spokeswoman sent you an email saying, during the stay, that's the protest period, we advise federal customers to fulfill their current needs through GSA's multiple award Schedule 75, as you just said, or through GSA Global Supply via GSA Advantage, exclamation point. I think you have to mention that since we're talking about it on the radio.
It's GSA Advantage.
Yeah, it's very excited. But here's the point, the question that I want to ask that I think Congress may ask, which is, why do you need 3 different ways to get office supplies through one source, the General Services Administration?
I think that's a question that this administration, we're going to step outside of GSA for a second and really look at OMB, OFPP. They cannot answer that well. They're going to say, well, we get better volume discounts. You get better terms and conditions.
You get better volume discounts if you were focusing all of that energy on one vehicle instead of 3, I would think.
I think people could argue that that's the case. And, you know, there's been some concern that would, if this office supplies does take off and is successful, and we've seen some success from it, where they eventually close down some of these other avenues. Now, they haven't made any noise about that yet, and they have not talked about that they're going to do this, but that is a concern. And I think that's something that OFPP has not answered, of why, if you already have Schedule 75, why do you need another contract to get better value? Why not just go to those 75 contract holders? Not, there's like 500 schedule holders, but Schedule 75 holders, and say, we want better prices and we're going to do volume buying. We're going to do them like 3 times a year or 4 times a year, and you can bid on it. And if you give us the best prices, you'll win. If you give us the worst prices, you're not going to win.
Yep.
And I think there's some growing concern, especially in the House Small Business Committee, about the impact on that federal strategic sourcing is having on small businesses. And I think you're going to start seeing some more interest from that committee and potentially others.
Are there dots that we can connect here? Is this the kind of thing potentially that Richard Jinman at the Pentagon is concerned about, and that they're concerned about at NASA, as we've just learned in the last few days, that they're saying you should check the prices at the General Services Administration before you go ahead and buy? You shouldn't take their word for it, because maybe the prices are going to be different on Schedule 75 or Global Supply or OS3 when it comes back.
Well, and you know, if you remember, we did a story a couple years ago looking at strategic sourcing very much in depth, and I was actually talking with our program director, Lisa Wolf, the other day, saying, you know, maybe it's time we relook
bring
at that.
That back, yeah.
And one of the things that showed was, in some cases, the office supplies strategic sourcing initiative was lower prices, and other times Schedule 75 was lower prices. So I think it does go back a little bit to those concerns about whether GSA schedules are fair and reasonable, and that NASA and DOD have issued, you know, deviations, and other agencies could be issuing deviations too. And I think GSA recognizes that and is trying to solve it through the prices paid portal and these new category management hallway features to say, this is more information for contracting officers to make better decisions. But then I'll take this back to, just goes back to training. Just don't, if you're going to accept that, why don't you look at 3 or 4 different prices that you can get off the schedule and then make a good discussion. It's no different than you or I. If we go to buy a car, if we go to buy a TV, we're going to look at multiple different vendors and say, make a decision of which one we think is best.
And we're not necessarily always going to make that decision on price, to be fair. So it doesn't necessarily mean that a vendor who has to offer a product or a service at a higher price is going to lose out on business if they're able to demonstrate value.
That's true. But with the push for lowest price technically acceptable recently, that is a big concern to people, that everything's just will be based on price, price, price. So you need almost a dual training. Don't, if you're not going to accept it, get multiple ones and make sure the terms and conditions are at least looked at and considered.